This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to the Cubby House podcast for another week. This show is going to be bringing you the audio from the debate we recently had at the Glass House Hotel, which was We Should Stand By Our Queens. Yes, that one. And here it is.
So I typed pathetic clown into a search engine and your name popped right up.
I'm sorry, you must have mistaken me for somebody else. My name is Anastasia Beaverhausen.
Okay, lady, I love you. Bye-bye.
On my honour, I promise to do my best, to do my duty, to my lords, and to the queens of the world! Please welcome the most tragic queen of all tonight, your MC, Cookie!
Hello, hello! Thank you, thank you. Welcome to the great debate. Should we stand by our queens? Why, thank you. Come stand here. Now, there's been some speculation and we have some new people in the stage tonight. So I'd first of all like to know from the ladies who are just walking down and getting their seats now. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello, hello. Out of curiosity, do you guys know what a bear is? What is it? Cool. And, all right, what's a cub?
A cub is a baby bear.
Aw, aren't you sweet? So how do we define a drag queen or a drag king then? Not a... Good on you, dears, good on you. You can win my tiara, how's that? Well, I've kept you long enough. Before I do, though, if you'd like to buy some raffle tickets, we are selling them for a dollar, and that is going towards a prize of 3 beers, which is supplied courtesy of the Glass House. So if you'd like to get your tickets, where is he? Stephen, who's sitting right in the back corner, chatting away. If you'd like tickets, please see Stephen. Woohoo, sweet. Also, thank you to Matt, who's on decks tonight. And Camera, who's currently being supported by Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Big round of applause to Kevin. Now, we've got bear against bear, cub against cub, and king against queen tonight. Who's going to win? Only you can decide. So let's get the process happening. Let's get out the affirmative. First of all, we have Dean Arcuri. Hello, hello. Now, this is a superstar this midsummer who has performances like Now Boarding and Summer Speed Dating, just to cover some of the events he's done. Here to help out tonight, he's become now an honorary debating member. Please put your hands together for Dean Arcuri. This lovely cub behind me, he's been the mastermind behind the podcast, as well as our flagging system for Family Guy or Simpsons references. Please make welcome the Cubby House's own ginger ninja, Jack Chapman.
We love Jack.
Now, finally, here is a specimen local to the Glass House, a personality that would have almost any lesbian turning straight just for one night with her.
Damn.
Thank you. Aha. Make some noise for Rocco DeMar! How are we all going, guys?
Fabulous.
Excellent, excellent. Without further ado, let's bring out the negative. that feels so much better. I don't think I could do drag, however, I've been put to the challenge once. But let's decide from the lady herself. She's been doing her show, ladies, first, and I believe she's going to do drag queens first. Here's the icon who's been around longest since I can recall. She's been a part of our debates from day one. Please welcome our honorary member, Kay Sera. Now, from starring in Hello, Hello, the stage show, to writing and producing Looking for Mr. Right, the talent that can or will at some point do it all, he's also recently contributed to our podcast with his Tale of Blondie Twink. Let's hear it for Simon Papson!
Woo! Go, Simon! Woo! Down with drag!
Drag is evil.
Drag is evil. Drag's bad.
And this lovely, lovely cub behind me, he's the vice president of Vic Bears. He's a trailblazer in bear karaoke. And I'm surprised. I'm actually surprised he's not donning a Lady Gaga uniform tonight. Let's give a hearty woof to Luke Mitchell! Now, let us find out, should we stand by our queens to start round one?
You're starting, aren't you?
Dinah Curie.
To queen or not to queen? That is the question. Well, that's almost the question. It's we should stand by our queens, which isn't so much a question as a statement. Let me just get that appropriately so. And then Cookie sent me an email saying it's actually, should we continue to include drag artists into the GLBTIQ community? That just all got a little confusing for me. It's a little bit too much for my head to take in. It's a Sunday, it's been 37 degrees, and we're halfway through midsummer, when all I really want is a beer and a blowjob. For the ladies who haven't been to the Cubby House debate before, every time I do it, I happen to mention my need to get my rocks off. So I thought it best to get it over and done with at the start. I'm horny. Moving on. I'm not going to go on about the obvious queens. You know, not that one sitting in the corner. But, and not those inbred, corgi, cuddling, Princess Diana assassinating big-eared royals. We had a referendum and we're still stuck with them. But tonight we're talking about a gay referendum, happening now on the streets of Melbourne. When it comes to the gay community, whether you love them or hate them or just find them fucking annoying, one can never avoid the queens. We gays embrace them. And no matter how hairy you get or how much leather you wear, there's still a little queen in all of us. And after seeing Berioki last weekend, there's actually a large queen in quite a few of you. Thank you very much to the Glee soundtrack. With so many queens in our gay community, we've got the rice queens, chocolate queens, dairy queens, opera queens, and of course the gym queens. But where would we be without the drag king and drag queens? In our very own gay and lesbian entertainers. I want you to take a moment.
Are you arguing for?
I'm arguing for.
Four.
I want you to take a moment to think what they must go through. For a drag king, there's the taping of one's breasts, the socks down the jocks, and the sticking of facial hair to one's face, unless you're Greek or Italian, and then you just don't have to shave.
Dean, is that something you do often?
The taping of my breasts.
And the sticking of shorts and sticking on facial hair.
I don't have
hair.
To stick much in the shorts. There's plenty of room down there, and I'll show you
plenty
that later.
Plenty of room, yes.
Oh, that didn't work, did it? For the ladies, there's the waxing, the tweezing, the moisturising and the makeup. Not to mention the back pain from these very, very high heels. Just take a look at them both. This doesn't happen overnight, though sometimes it does freak me out how much I find the drag queens that little bit more attractive than most of the faggy queens in their tight shorts and straightened fringes. I mustn't get drunk around you later on.
It's all right if you do.
Well, thanks, darling.
Which one of you is the top?
Oh, he is, of course. He can take me any day. And of course, we've got our drag queens, a man who dresses up like a woman for the purpose of entertainment. I'm not talking about the Supre-wearing transvestite wannabes, but the ladies that go all out, that scour spotlight for that right elastic bright fabric that makes one's outfit complete, that barely learn the words to the latest Britney song so they can mime it for one's entertainment, the men that put their balls on the line and up their skirt to give you 5 minutes of relief from the sex-filled cesspool that is our gay nightlife. Sure, they do it for themselves, for their egos, but they also do it for you, and you, maybe not you. So that they bring a limpsing sparkle to an otherwise dull evening. We gays take something terrible and make it our own, whether it's sticking something up your backside to Britney Spears and Miley Cyrus. Think of the world we live in today, and think of what it would be like without the drag king and queen. We're in a recession, and just think of what it would do to our economic climate. Spotlight would be overrun with fluorescent lycra fabric that they wouldn't be able to shift. Wigs and platform shoes would just sit on the shelves waiting for an emo to come along and think they're alternative enough to wear them. And of course, with no more makeup being bought in bulk, Priceline would go out of business. It'd be a blow to the Australian economy, and that's not the fun way I like to go down. But what a bleak world it would be in without the drag queen. What would we be left with? There'd be no RuPaul, Dolly Diamond, or Polly Filler. Instead, we'd have pumped up princesses with flattened fringes, topless on a podium. No lycra, no lip syncing. What a great world it would be. And what gay entertainers would we be left with? Boy George, the Queer Eye Boys, K.D. Lang, and Rosie O'Donnell. Sure, Ellen DeGeneres is a bright spark, but even she can only last so long. The thing to remember most of all is that queens in all their forms are here to entertain. Whether you laugh with or at them, they'll always make you smile. Stand by your queens.
Dean Arcuri! Now to see if she can match the same wit, please welcome Kaysera!
Oh, well, I can't possibly match that. Such a strong argument. But actually, I did have a dream the other day. It was more like a nightmare. And I don't dream very often, but I woke up and I wrote it down because I thought this might actually work good in this argument. Actually, it's a piece I wrote 10 years ago, so I hope it still stands up. But it came out like a thesis, which I think is fascinating. So pay attention, you will be tested at the end of this lecture and marked accordingly. It's the future of drag. What happens in this millennium? Are we talking about this next 100 years? And what happens to our drag queens? It is a brave new world. In the early part of this, the new millennium, with the complete mapping of the human genome, comes the CAMP Transgene Therapy Centre, more affectionately known as the CTGT. There are no jokes there. Radical advances in gene manipulation are pioneered along with the development of an environmentally sustainable hairspray that actually works. And the first generation of test tube drag queens is born. Everyone go, ooh.
Ooh.
Scary world. Affectionately referred to as the true screamers, these children are all gorgeous. They're all gorgeous. They have music video facial features and naturally growing acrylic highlights in several exclusive shades. They learn to lip sync before they speak, to sashay before they crawl, and to choreograph before they walk. Their mantra is, man, I feel like a woman. I told you I wrote it 10 years ago. Give me a break. To meet the demand, the education institution changes radically and a variety of new subjects are introduced. Courses ranging from the finer points of style and fashion through to the utterly fabulous comparative study of Judy and Barbara in a very popular course that's dubbed Historical Origins of CAMP. It is a brave new world indeed. Now, further advances in the transgene therapy see the successful transfer of gene matter across the species barrier, and the possibilities are frightening. To disseminate the technology, a new website is established. It's called triplexchange.com. I thought that was so funny when I... It's called triplexchange.com. That's okay. No, there's lots to go. There's plenty of time. Don't worry. Very soon, a new generation of drag queen appears, defining their craft along a rigid set of guidelines. They boast long acrylic nails and high stiletto heels and naturally growing horsehair lashes. These queens are not to be messed with. Around about this time, extreme examples of body grafting are also evident. It's not unusual to see drunken drag queens staggering around with drinking straws growing from their front teeth and little cocktail umbrellas sprouting from their nostrils. And even some have bar stools grafted to their very ample behinds. It's a very scary world indeed. In this dark, dark era, the average size of drag doubles, quadruples. 30, 40, 50 stone, 20 foot tall from heel to hair. They're huge. It is boom time for renovators, I'm here to tell you. Doors need to be widened, dance podiums are reinforced, and a new toilet is developed. It's called the Double Scoop Triple Flush Latrine, and it is needed because I tell you, these queens are full of shit. It's a brave new world. This is all also the time when a brand new dialect is born. It is affectionately called Darling Heart Lovey. This curious form of pidgin English is typified by a nasality of tone, a rapid, almost incomprehensible speech, and generous splattering of four-letter word. Phrases like, where's my bloody drink card, and come on, you lot, and I do apologise, rapidly enter the vernacular. By now, there are drag queens everywhere, and tension builds between the queens and the straight community. Anarchy breaks out as armies of drag terrorists sashay around the country, blowing up beige clothing stores and mercilessly defacing public buildings in fluorescent shades of pink graffiti. No one is safe, absolutely no one. In the outer suburbs, bogans flee for their lives, chased by screaming queens wielding sharpened stilettos and arsenic-laced lipstick. In the city centre, unsuspecting office workers are attacked with glue guns and sequins. It's frightening. Wigs are snatched off shop mannequins. Orange juice is spiked with vodka. And an elaborate extortionist campaign is launched, replacing Panadol with ecstasy.
When does this take effect?
Shut up, I'm on a roll. I've got to keep going. The end of this mayhem sees political institutions completely undermined as scandal after scandal breaks out involving fishnets, Cuban cigars and little blue velvet party frocks. See, that's a 10-year-old joke, but you can't really talk about it. It's a Monica Lewinsky joke. Never mind, I'll keep moving on. That's fine. I really should have updated this. But there haven't been any political scandals involving ladies, have there? Not really.
Hillary's
no.
Still around.
Oh. You're mean. But like... And this is where the story takes a turn for the better. But like a phoenix rising from a dirty, overflowing party ashtray, a third generation of genetically engineered drag queens appears. This is truly the gold lame era, and drag reaches a pinnacle. Drag queens go back to their roots, successfully colonizing most established forms of entertainment. Soap operas like Dallas and Number 96 make a comeback. And straight comedians, oh, they don't know what to do. They are left to fend for themselves, desperately attempting to negotiate a workplace treaty. In this enlightened age, rigid stereotypes break down. Men start recreational shopping. They learn to do their fair share of the housework. They get pregnant and give birth. Women start dating each other. They take over most social political institutions and begin healing the planet. And drag, in all its glorious diversity, is embraced by the masses as the endless source of intrigue and inspiration that it is. Now, I remind you at the end of that diatribe that this was only a dream. It is a brave new world. Do not let drags prosper any further than they already have. I am a living example of this. Trust me, I am damaged goods.
But we love you for it.
Shut up. I have opened an op shop for the rest of my life only because I can relate to a chipped plate, to a cracked saucer, to a dusty hat. I need to conclude, don't I? Unfortunately, I don't have any climax, which is once again an argument for drag. See, the problem is when you do start doing drag, you cash in your card to the gay club, and there will never be a decent climax for you. Everybody say, "Oh,
aww.
I have been a living virgin for the last 15 years."
Aww.
And if that sounds like an advertisement, it sure as hell is. I tell you, my pipes may be rusted, but I can clear away the cobwebs for you. Thank you very much.
K-Sir, everybody. You've had your introductions. Let's get on to round two of the debate. for the affirmative. Oh, aren't they sweet? For the affirmative, it is the Ginger Ninja, Jack Chapman.
Will you be quiet? Ew.
Ooh.
She's spreading her legs. It's awful. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't be taken in by que sera's alarmist diatribe. It's all a dream. That's all it is. So pay no notice to it because she's obviously quite crazy. All that hairspray is getting to her head. We actually owe an awful lot to drag queens, and I don't think that drag queens actually get an awful lot of credit for it. I mean, we're at the Glass House here, but we've also got to be thankful for the Laird Hotel, MCV, Joy 94.9, everything under the gay rainbow all comes from the actions of a single drag queen. Now, you've got to follow with me on this one. I mean, I shouldn't really need to explain this, but...
I swallowed a hair.
And all the people...
God, that could be toxic.
Quick, rescue her.
Mouth to mouth.
Any volunteers?
I'm on the clock, you know, baby.
Don't rush up.
Anyone with their gay card probably knows the story of Stonewall. Everybody knows it, but for those who don't, here's a quick primer. 1977, I think that's correct. Greenwich Village in New York.
1969, dear.
69, oh my God.
Someone is not reading Wikipedia.
I was reading Wikipedia.
1977.
All right, on that day.
Drag queens have messed with his head.
Oh my God. Bar called Stonewall, dubious clientele with hustlers and street youths and trannies and drag queens and homosexuals. But the bar, it was regularly raided by the police, which isn't all that nice. But one day they said, no, we're not going to take this anymore. We're going to stand up and fight this because this is not right. And the first person to throw the brick during that riot was a drag queen. Now, I'm not here to speculate about things, but who knows what the future or the present day would be like if that drag queen hadn't thrown that brick. Think about it. It's deep stuff. They were shouting their slogans. They were throwing bottles and bricks and change and whatever they had and... diamante encrusted stiletto shoes. Police should be very afraid of those. And they were taking hostages, men in uniform. I would too.
Are we going into fantasy again?
I know.
I could use that fantasy.
Hang on, finding
his place. Strip search, anyone?
Done that bit.
Throw the pages down.
So all the hustlers, street youth, queens, they got together and they fought for freedom. They stood together. They fought for what was important to them, to express themselves and to be who they want to be, even though I don't have the date right. Next year, first Pridey March thing at Sydney. Yeah, I know my gay history. I need to...
Mardi Gras started 10 years later.
Oh.
Don't worry. You're doing good.
Oh, Wikipedia has lied to me again. I'm moving on to my next point.
Just take out all the dates.
But... if it came to a point where I had to defend my freedoms again, I would certainly want some drag queens on my side because they can be pretty scary. But you'd love them anyway. They are part of our history. They are part of our legacy. Stop talking, you cow. Now, there are two types of drag artists.
I think that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
Jack is all fired up.
Woo! There are two types of drag artists, and it's pretty simple. You've got good drag artists and bad ones.
Yes.
And which bad one are
ones?
You?
He's bad.
I'm bad. But bad ones, you know who they are. They're always trying to rip off Divine, even though she's been dead for about the past 23 years. They like to speak like this and degrade the audience and go, oh, you're a bunch of bloody whores and you're a bad audience. And nobody finds it fun. But there's good drag artists. I'm.
Keep going. This is the
you're on the other side of the Venn diagram of drag artists.
Good or bad?
Bad.
Bad.
But good drag artists can be quite subversive. Yes, follow through with me with this.
Yes.
They take what is known, they take what is safe, and they turn it all into a bizarre parody.
Yes, I'm seeing.
Yes. I've got to roll it up, so I'm going to skip everything about being subversive and all the political stuff. So I think that Queens have gotten a pretty bad run. I mean, Queens, they are strong, they're independent women, they are fiery. What we're talking about when we're talking about a drama queen is a difficult person.
That's a joke, right?
Queens, I mean, a queen is the most kick-ass person on a chessboard and the second highest rating card in a deck of cards. But princesses, now princesses, they are waiting to be rescued by some turtle king or some evil wizard. They're always wanting to be rescued by some damsel in distress. By some. They're waiting to be.
Chess and now
World of Warcraft confuses everything.
They're wanting to be rescued by some impossibly handsome man, and they have all of everything in the world, but they still want more.
Is now, the Turtle King slow coming around?
The Turtle King is coming for me.
But very slowly.
But very slowly.
So, when you're saying that a difficult person is a drama queen, you're actually degrading the term drama queen. What you need to do is call them a bloody puffy princess and tell them to queen it up, bitch. Yeah. Thank you.
Jack Chapman, everybody.
Damn you, Wikipedia.
Did Wikipedia tell you Stonewall was in the 70s?
Yes.
Oh, that's fucked.
Yay. Yeah. My editing worked.
I know that this guy has been watching and waiting on every word Jack has said. For the negative, can you please welcome Simon Papson to the stage?
Woo! Good, Simon.
Woo! Yes, drag is
I notice he's taken the wig off.
Putting a wig on someone's head messes with the brain. 1969.
Woo! He's young, he only has the internet.
Yes, but he wouldn't rely on it if he could think for himself.
What's that got to do with the argument, Mr. Papson?
You can't get your facts right because drag queens have messed with your head for so long. That's what the point is. Now, Oh, yeah. Drag queens have messed with me for decades. I got most of them. You have to tell me which ones are still up there. I was 18 when I started watching drag queens, and they never noticed me, and I was taken aback by the spectacle and taken in. It was years before I realised that there were actually people out there with substance. Now, all right, Kay showed us an awful vision of the future. Be warned, be afraid. The drag queens can take over and mess with the world. Do you really want your children with hair like, I mean, this is toxic. This is poisonous. Imagine sucking your thumb and all you get is acrylic. They will die. Dean started talking about lip-syncing with Britney Spears and Miley Cyrus as the height of gay entertainment. Is this what you want?
It's what we've got.
She can't even sing her own songs.
Excuse you?
Britney can't even sing her own songs.
Right, and we've got people faking now not singing their songs. This is our aspiration. To pretend to be not as good as someone who fakes their own singing. Ow! That just hurts. Okay. I got some semi-intellect... No, anyway.
TikTok, Simon. Take
says you with your spiel. Which was half wrong.
Take out all the dates and you'll be fine.
Take out all the dates, yes. Okay, yeah. No, see, I didn't get mine from the internet. All right.
You're doing good. We're talking. You're doing good.
Thank you.
Read.
I think we're distracting.
We should stand by our queens. No.
No.
See?
Yes.
Right up the top there, just to remind me. Yeah, negative. When was the last time a drag queen stood by you? They are selfish, shallow, self-seeking, trashy, and self-involved.
And that's why we love them.
I have better friends than that. The only thing they're worried about is where to get the next stolly. Would you ask one to help you move house? Oh, no. She'll break a nail lifting the first plate and complain bitterly for the rest of the day. Do you want one as an intensive care nurse? You know, people to stand by you. No, she'll rip the morphine out of your arm and jab it into hers. Do you want one as your lawyer? You'd never find her. She's up behind the bench under the judge's robes. Now, look, in some cases... Sorry? Only in some cases, some judges would actually throw you both in jail for that. Then you're in jail locked up with a drag queen as your cellmate.
No! Yes!
See, no! The instinctive reaction! No!
He's afraid.
The Spider Woman.
Spider Woman.
Spider Woman.
It's a scary movie. It's a nightmare movie, isn't it?
Priscilla, yes. Queen of the Desert.
We'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to that. So, face it, the only time a drag queen is going to stand by you is if you've managed to get to the front of the queue at the bar at the market, and she's right there beside you. And when the cute bar boy comes over to take your order, she is going to elbow you out of the way with a great big hairy arm, a big acrylic claws. And before you can say, I wanted you, she's ordering her stolly and her martini for all her drinks. And you've just lost your chance at a lifelong relationship with that cute little bar boy. So if drag queens won't stand by you, why should we stand by them?
Good point. Good point. Yay.
Bitter.
Go, sister.
I've had decades of experience with people like this. They are not, drag queens are not good examples of the gay community.
No, damn
it. Look at... Sweetie,
I'm on your side.
Yes, oh, I'm sorry.
See how damaged? All right. Have you ever heard of a drag queen being held up as a role model for the gay community?
No.
No.
Never.
No.
Look at the same 25, top 25 influential gay and lesbian people last year. We had people like Michael Kirby, Karen Phillips, yeah. Bob Brown, Lisa Daniel, even a transgender woman, Stephanie Imbruglia. Drag queens were noticeably absent. They are not good role models. Really, how could they represent the gay community anyway? They're shallow, they're more interested in fashion than politics. They drink, they take drugs, they just want to be the center of attention. They just want to be the center of attention and get lots of random, meaningless sex. Oh. Okay.
Moving on.
Hang on.
Sounds like a good Saturday night. Moving on.
All right. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Since I brought it up.
Who could... No. No. This is modern material.
Wow.
Written about 3 hours ago. Who could forget such a heartwarming portrayal of such three lovely men? Well, no, two men and a tranny. Two drag queens and a tranny. I don't know. Gay men barely got a look in. Centre of attention, anyone? There were sequins here, pink buses there, and cocks in frocks on rocks everywhere. So let's use this an example of how drag queens relate amongst themselves. Let's see. These lovely people who want drag queens to be part of our community, let's see what drag queens have as an example for us. What do they like to talk about? What is the intellectual type of discussion we can expect once we invite these people into our community? I quote, Bernadette says, I'll join this conversation on the proviso that we stop bitching about people, talking about wigs, dresses, bus size, penises, drugs, nightclubs, and bloody ABBA. Of course, Tick replies, doesn't give us much to talk about then. Again, is this the level you're seeking? Excuse? No. Hey, at least Mormons are getting sex.
Simon, you have 30 seconds.
Oh, very big brother.
Crap.
Just talk fast.
Okay. To Wong Fu, bitching.
It is hideous.
It's bad.
Drag queens are nocturnal creatures. Their shallow beauty can exist only in hidden places with dim lighting. Harsh light of day is not kind to these people. If you take them out in daylight, wigs droop, hair falls out, feathers fall off. They only have their power at night, like vampires. Actually, speaking of vampires, who saw Twilight?
No.
Come on.
I was washing my hair that day.
Come on. This was a gay movie. And I don't mean in the derogatory way. We have a young vampire who dresses well and shares a house with a group of friends who only go out at night. One of his housemates is an older man he calls his father, or daddy. This boy vamp hangs out with a young girl who's desperately in love with him,
but who he won't have sex with. He prefers to suck. And of course he sparkles. Does this not prove that drag queens are really vampires in disguise? And bloodsuckers are not the same as cocksuckers. As a final point, there is no D in GLBT. We do not want them.
Aww. No. Yay! Well,
hideous. For the negative, Simon Papson, please put your hands together. And that was the end of round two, and we are going to have a 5-minute break, at which point you can get tickets from Stephen, who will be roaming around. The prize is for 3 beers, courtesy of the Glasshouse Hotel. We will be back in 5 minutes for round three and the finale of The Great Debate. We should stand by our queens. Could everybody please make their way back into the stage room, please? Just the stage, thanks, dears. Backstage. Pants off, you say. Only after the show. So how are we enjoying the show tonight? Good, good. Thank you. Thank you for your time, because without you guys and without Glasshouse Hotel, we definitely could not have put this on tonight. So can you please put your hands together for Mel and everybody else at the Glasshouse Hotel for putting on this debate for us. Keep the applause coming for the debaters returning to the stage. Okay, if it's down with drag, can we take a few heel, a few inches off those stilettos of yours?
Down with drag. Oh, bloody hell, I can't be seen at all.
Oh, you knew.
Move forward.
Round three for the debate. Should we stand by our queens? For the affirmative. Last speaker for the affirmative is the delicious.
Delicious?
Delicious. Rocco DeMar!
Good evening, good evening, and thank you very much to IMC, to my team, the affirmative side, and to the opposing side there, the negatives. Should we stand by our queens? And kings, for that matter.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Drag. What is it? Who does it? Why bother? Imagine coming to the Glasshouse, to the Laird, to Circuit, the Market, the Exchange, Greyhound. Just stop me there. You enter the bar, you buy yourself a drink. I could keep going, but the Greyhound, we're stopping at the bus stops at the Greyhound.
Would that be the pink one?
Is it pink? Is it pink? The pink part? Of course. Well, if we're on the topic of drag, let it be known that pink is the national colour of drag.
Yeah.
International colour.
Can't argue with you there.
All right, let me carry on here. You rock up, you buy yourself a drink, you check out the talent that's in the room, the DJ's playing some 80s retro music. That's your night. There's nothing worth looking at.
Some of us pick up.
Correct, some of you do, but do you really go all the way?
All the way with Kay.
Ooh.
With you, perhaps. Let's change the scenario. Let's walk into the bar. Let's get ourselves a drink. Let's check out the talent. Let's be entertained. Drag.
Oh,
I do some, you know, I do. Oh, yeah.
I know.
We'll take it further later. Yes. So, drag. Shall we include drag into our fine little tight-knit community? It's not only the gays that do the drag very well. Let's take it back to Shakespeare. When women were not allowed to present themselves on stage, they were clearly meant for the kitchen and the bedroom. Who took those roles of those women? The men did. Japanese theatre also stressed this example. Who played the role of the geisha girl? It was the men that did that. Where would MAC Cosmetics be without RuPaul?
Yes! Yes!
Clearly she's a drag queen. What about our own Aussie icon? Dame Edna.
Yes. Woo.
Such a fine export for this country.
Yeah, it's like a bloke in a frock.
Well, if that's what it takes, let it be known.
Awesome.
Sure, her sales will be dismal. Not enough funds for the plastic surgery. Who'd be covering her songs, buying her songs on iTunes? Clearly Kylie Minogue, out of business, living in Hawthorne, four kids, no plastic surgery, probably struggling with cancer as well. Drag is our forefathers of entertainment here in this. Oh, foremothers, yes, sorry. I do apologise, yes. Bring it back to what my friends over here did mention about Stonewall, where the drag queen first cast the brick of our solid foundation of queer entertainment. Thank you. So I put this point to you. Should we be standing by our drag queens?
No.
Yes.
Hell yes. Because behind every drag queen, there is a drag king. Yeah. And the entertainment in our community is all equal, it's all possible, it's all accepted. Who would put a smile on our face if I wasn't here? Okay, for that matter.
Oh, hang on, I think you're going too far now.
Well, then your opponents.
We have Jack.
And Jack, our lovely ginger smurf. Woo! Stand by us, because you know in this evil, toxic time in our society, if the drag queen and the drag king ain't there, it just ain't gay.
Rock on the bar! With all that whistling, can you still hear us now? Thank you. Luke Mitchell, do you think you're up to the task of carrying it for the negative?
No.
Luke Mitchell, people!
Go committee!
I wasn't nervous until a lovely drag queen, Rocco, spoke just then. That was really... Drag king, sorry. King. I'm nervous, people. Come on. All right. So, I was asked to do this kind of...
hold on, it's a guy.
Should I?
I should like this.
Assuming the position. All right, wow. Can my time restart to now? I'm flustered. Fucking hell. All righty.
See how
bad? All right. Hey.
What did you want to say?
That was very impressive.
I've got to get one of them.
Okay, so I was asked to do this kind of at the last minute, so I thought... What better way to tackle this than actually reflect on personally how drag queens have affected my life?
Don't
get there later. Okay, so I went up for Northern Exposure. It's a bear event in Brisbane. It's a week-long good time. And I went up there and I thought, you know, I'm young, I'm a cub, I'm here, I'm single, I'm here to do what I do. And I got up there and I got to the bar, I got to the Sporties, the Sportsman in Brisbane, and I thought... This is the nice. I'm going to take some hot beer back to my room. This is going to happen. I got there. I'm standing there by the jukebox. And the first person comes up to me, a drag queen. And they stand next to me and go, "Darling, you're taller than me. That doesn't happen very often." And they asked for my number. I didn't give it to them. But the point is, the first person to crack onto me in a different state was a fucking drag queen. It was the start of my week. It didn't end there. Karaoke the next night. I got on stage and a lovely drag queen was hosting it. I got on stage and the first thing she said to me is, "What room are you staying in? I'd love to go to your room." This happens to me all the time. I go out and drag queens come after me. I know, I'm taller than them with their 8-inch heels and the wig. I still match them in height. I understand. It's a bit strange. But just leave me alone, all right? Now, tell me this. When's the last time you gave a drag queen a blowjob at the Peel?
Bimosexual was earlier today.
All right. Because I haven't done that, but I'd imagine it'd be quite difficult. It would be hard. I was very drunk. There's layers. There's layers of fabric and cloth and silk and sequins and more silk and more cloth and something else. I'm not quite sure, but there's a lot there to get through. And do you know how hard it is when you're in the Peel bathroom and you're trying to blow someone, which I haven't done, by the way, but you're trying to do that and someone knocks on the door and you have to get dressed really quickly? How are they going to do that with 8 layers lying on the floor? They go under the cubicle door. They're all in the bathroom. Everyone can see them. What are you supposed to do?
Do it on the dance floor like everyone else. Okay.
They have landed, everyone. They've landed. Okay, so on top of that, you're dancing at the Peel. I'm having a good night. I'm dancing to Miley Cyrus and Lady Gaga. I'm having a good time. I'm feeling good, you know? And then there's a break, and all of a sudden, the lights come on the stage. They tell everyone to stop dancing, and the drag queens take over. I was just about to go off to Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus, and the drag queens take the stage. What am I supposed to do? It's a very sad moment, trust me. Now, this dates back to when I was a kid. I was watching the Mardi Gras on television. I sat there probably about 6-7 years old, and Mum used to watch the Mardi Gras as well. She says she didn't turn me, I disagree. Anyway, watching the Mardi Gras, and I said, "Mummy, why are they wearing dresses?" And she said, "Love, it's because they're mentally unstable."
That's funny. Your mother and I have got a lot in common.
She's a classic. And after a second cask of wine and explained to me that drag queens were... Yeah, second cask of wine. Exactly. Look, we're very close, me and my mother. I love her to death, honestly. But yeah, from a young age, drag queens have kind of freaked me out for that reason. And you know, the bottom line is, as I was before, helping take bits off my couch to put on Kay Sarai's outfit, I was having a think about it. And, you know, there's lots of animal testing with lots of makeup and animals are dying and it's not good. They shouldn't be tested on animals. I think they should be tested on drag queens instead. Woo! Because that way,
yay,
at least if it doesn't work, there's no real loss there, right? I mean, it doesn't really make a big difference. Oh, hey, hey.
Right on, sister.
Right on.
Down with drag.
So, in closing, drag queens are sneaky. They're liars. They lie all the time. And this all happened the other night. It always came to a fruition when I was with my friends driving down the streets of St Kilda, checking out the trade. And we couldn't honestly tell if it was a man or a woman. They were wearing dresses. They had breasts. It could have been anything, but we had no idea what was going on. Drag queens are deceptive. They're liars. And they are bad for our community. And that's all I have to say.
Woo! Woo! Work Mitchell, people. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes, yes.
You've heard the arguments.
Down with drag.
Now we're going to get a summary from somebody from the affirmative.
Rebut like you've never rebutted before.
Well, I kind of wrote my summary because I had more material to go on. I found this online and I think it says all that needs to be said. I'm glad to be a drag queen. Of that I am so proud. I'm altogether bitchy, annoying, and so loud. Never will I eat with makeup on my face, and always, always near me, you'll find my makeup case. I'm proud to be a drag queen, I'm proud to be a tart. I love to have you watch me, no matter where you part. I'm gay, I'm queer, I'm gorgeous, and women stare and stew. But always, always lover, I'm too much man for you. Don't leave us without them. Don't take away our right to over-exaggerately lip-sync in Lycra, because then what do we have left? Where would the gay community be without our stereotypes? There'd be anarchy. Bears would be wearing leather at the market and Asians would be ordering champagne at the Laird. The gay axis of Melbourne would be askew. But
But you can change all of that. A cheer for the affirmative keeps the queens around and on the other side of the river. But it's a... I'm not racist, it's just true. But it's evolution. Like any food chain, someone has to claw their way to the tops. The bears will be too busy hibernating to notice. You'll kick out the drag queens, and then there'll be an all-out turf war on the streets of Melbourne. Northcote lesbians and Paran Asians will be at it, messing up straightened hair. It'll be the biggest bitch fight since every episode of Melrose Place. But you can end it all. Make a stand, and stand by your queens tonight.
That's Dean for the affirmative. And now for the negative.
Go, Simon.
Woo!
Down with
Australia's that. Most famous drag queen. Our drag king friend here mentioned Australia's most famous drag queen, who isn't even gay. Dame Edna Everidge is.
She's heterosexual, isn't she?
Is it the man behind Dame Edna is not even gay. Why do we want these people?
Is there a man behind her?
Behind the frocks.
I'm sorry.
Hidden.
What are you saying?
There's a little,
on with that.
Is she not there's a woman? Little man pulling the strings. There's a man there. And he's not gay. He's not
I
one of
no
us.
I have no idea.
These people put on a couple of frizzy wigs and try and convince us that drag is good.
It's all natural.
I'm waving at these people. I'm not talking about drag kings. I respect drag kings. Drag queens.
Because she'll kick your people. Ass. But it's all drag. It's all drag. It's all the same thing.
Ah, it's about stand by your queens, not stand by your kings.
Ah, oh, bitch.
Oh, dear.
And you two are wearing...
Technicalities.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wait, you should be supporting him.
Oh, sorry. Wrong side. Yeah, right. Go, sister.
I love you, you evil bitch. Putting on a wig for half an hour messed with Jack's brain so much he didn't even know stuff. Imagine what it's like for someone like this who's been doing it for 5 or 6 years.
In fairness, Jack is like that a lot.
Look, this is a hard life. We should take pity on them. We should send them away. But we should not embrace them. If the highest we can aim for is badly miming Britney's songs, we already have someone to do that.
Britney.
Yes.
Yay. Go, sister.
We do not need drag queens.
No.
We are strong enough on our own.
I'm over it.
Drag queens are basic.
I'm here to tell you.
They are gay men who can't even face the world as a gay man.
Oh, hang on. Now you're going too far. I'm heterosexual for a start, okay?
Okay. See how deluded they get? This is all we have to offer. Sad poor Kay. Or proud bears and gays and lesbians. Yeah. I know what I'm voting for.
Thank you very much. Simon from the negative. Before we decide who wins, can I first of all ask, Rocco, step up for a sec, please.
Yay.
Thank you very much for being part of our debate.
Thank you for asking me.
To Simon Papson, who's come on as a honourable guest.
Yeah, honourable.
Considering he was saying he's not street cred worthy, it was great. And to Luke Mitchell from Vic Bears. Thank you very much, Luke.
Now we're gonna
work out who wins by the loudest vote. Can I hear it for the affirmative? For the negative.
Yay!
Once again, the affirmative has won the debate. Thank you very much for coming and telling us the drag queens should still be in our community. I'm Cookie. We are the Cubby House Debate. If you'd like, if you like our business cards, so you could find this debate having been podcast. Please come and see me after the show. Otherwise, thank you very much.
We owe it all to Rocco's cock.
We hope you enjoyed the debate podcast. Stick around. Next show, we have Jack and myself with a special guest coming in to fill in the third seat. If you'd like to find us on Facebook, we are listed as Cubby House. And you can join the Cubby House Horde, which will give you all the updates for all the shows coming hereafter. Our website is www.thecubbyhouse.net.au and our email is podcast@thecubbyhouse.net.au. We'd love to hear from you. Catch you next show. Cubby House was made in conjunction with Joy 94.9. For more podcasts, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.